Blog Talk Radio.
Shot and always get sick. Anyway, political animals today, and these people are political animals. We deal with military personnel who betray their country, specifically us, USA. Or they desert their military unit, like Bergdahl. We have the other cases, and also there are cases like Bradley Manning, who disclosed, and the Walker Family Spy Network, who disclose military and national security information to our country's enemies, specifically the Soviet Union at that time. Now, other notorious cases, this guy was a Native American who was a Marine embassy guard, which is a prestigious position, Sergeant Lone Tree, who was stationed as a U.S. Marine embassy guard in Moscow at our embassy there. He was seduced by a KGB woman spy who he allowed access to the embassy. Of course, that's illegal and it's traitorous. And he was tried. He was not executed. And, of course, there's dishonorable discharge. I don't know if he's still in prison. He had a radical left-wing political lawyer. I forgot his name. Anyway, he's just one. Now, here's a guy, FBI executive, longtime FBI executive, Robert Hansen, who's also, quote, a conservative Catholic. Get this. For 22 years, he spied for the Soviets, and he got caught, and he took money. So he is in prison with life imprisonment, along with Alder James and others, the Falcon and the Snowman. We'll get into them. And there's several others. There's a public policy question. Should individuals who commit treason or who disclose military and national security information to our country's enemies, should these people face the death penalty, and should it be exacted? So they just put too many people at risk, the whole country. Now, among the other political animals on this day, we've got John Calhoun, Southerner. He was the vice president in Andrew Jackson's administration. He had a disagreement, and he was the first vice president who resigned office. Now, in Woodrow Wilson's administration, he was a widower, and he married Edith Bowling Galt Wilson. She was quite a flamer, I understand, attractive woman. And she was Wilson's second wife. When Wilson had suffered a stroke, She acted secretly as president and reportedly signed documents and made many decisions. So Hillary wouldn't be the first, and of course I don't think she's going to end up at the White House. She's had her chance, and we'll get into some of the things that she has said about Secret Service agents who are pledged to protect her and Bill Clinton and the daughter, Webster Hubbell is reportedly the father of Chelsea. Anyway. They put their lives on the line to protect these people, and she referred to them in the most derogatory scatological terms, calling them pigs, using the F word, and many other things. And of course, you know, she's got a problem with Huma, whose brother's in, reportedly in the Muslim Brotherhood and all these other radical Muslim Islamic political and military connections. So we'll get into that another day. Other politicians, Martin Bormann was the fixer, and he was the Hitler's right-hand man. He reported he escaped from the bunker in 1944 in April, and they were looking for him. Everybody was looking for him. Victorious allies who they wanted to prosecute and put him in the dock at Nuremberg. Reportedly, his remains were found in Berlin in 1972. Now, Hitler was supposed to have committed suicide and died in the bunker, and his corpse, along with Eva Braun, was supposedly burned in the courtyard. Well, it turns out that there is a claim that the FBI, our FBI, had information that was concealed that Hitler had escaped to Argentina and up through into Paraguay and into Colombia. Now, this is being featured on the History Channel, Hunting Hitler. So it should be very interesting because there's connections to San Francisco and also these banking connections. The Bank de Provincia of the province of Buenos Aires has a connection to the theft of assets. It was stolen from Europeans, Jews, Catholics, in all the occupied countries where the Nazis were. They not only stole art, they stole money, gold, jewelry, the works. So this should be interesting, and supposedly tomorrow or Tuesday is the final episode of Hunting Hitler, where they're going to reveal where Hitler supposedly ended up in Edis, Colombia. So that's going to be interesting. Now, among the interesting personalities today, Nigel Kennedy, he's reportedly the first hippie classical violinist, very talented. He's from Northern Ireland. Now, Dame Maggie Smith has been featured on Downton Abbey. She was in the prime of Miss Jean Brodie, if you remember that, where she played a headmistress who got out of control and I believe lost her job. Great film. Among the birthdays today, we have there was a Spanish the guys who invented set up the first commercial movie theater, August and Louis Lumiere, and you see the Lumiere theater sometimes here. Controversial so-called academic Mortimer Adler was involved with Encyclopedia Britannica, also great books of the Western world, although there's nothing, they're books, but they're not, some people don't think they're great, and also involved with the this think tank, the Aspen Institute, a very controversial outfit in Colorado. Earl Pfaffenheim's great black jazz pianist. The guy who succeeded Walter Reuther at the United Auto Workers, Owen Beaver. Of course, Dame Maggie Smith and Nigel Kennedy, born on this day. Among the deaths, we had a Spanish antipope. We usually think of French antipopes. This is during the Middle Ages. Clement VIII, he was in nothing about him. Another Catholic, 1694. She was known as Bloody Mary. She was the abused daughter of Henry VIII, and she remained Catholic and stuck by her mother, Catherine of Aragon, who was discarded because she couldn't produce a male child. Mary succeeded when Henry died, and she reigned for 5 years, and she was going to restore by force, and did. She was known as Bloody Mary, restore Catholicism to England, but she only lasted 5 years. She died of cancer, and of course, her younger sister, the bastard, Elizabeth I, succeeded her and reigned for over 30 years. Today is also the death of the great French composer, Maurice Ravel, and I think this is interesting. It's a little clip we have in our archives. One of the great conductors conducts this part of this ending part of Bolero, and I'm going to play a clip. Oh, come on. Shorter clip. Anyway, Mengelberg was one of the great conductors in the prior to World War II, and in World War II he stayed in Holland and conducted for the Nazis, and the Dutch were so furious with him that they took away his orchestra, and he died in Switzerland. But he was one of the finest conductors, along with Toscanini, Furtwängler, Klemperer, people like that. Among the other deaths today, we had L. Mendel Rivers. Now, he was the head, longtime head of the House Armed Services Committee. He was chairman, and they said that he managed to get so many government appropriations for military facilities in his district in South Carolina that it's a wonder that the district didn't sink. Talk about graft. Also on this day, we had the American – oh, no, that's events – now, among the events today, we had the American Colonization Society, and they were set up to, their objective was to help blacks go back to Africa, which was Liberia, which also was one of the things that Abraham Lincoln wanted to do. Before he came around finally to saying, okay, the South is not going to come back into the Union peacefully, so we're going to free the slaves. But he only did it as a last resort, but he was one of those people who supported this. Also, in 1836, this is important to San Francisco, Spain recognized Mexican independence after a long war, and one of the great heroes of Mexican independence was the ancestor of Raúl Alarcón, Benito Juárez, who was half Indian. And also a great movie called Juarez, ironically it starred a Jewish boy, Paul Muni, who was the uncle of Michael Tilson Thomas, the conductor of the San Francisco Symphony, and the Yiddish Theater of New York. Muni played a lot of these social relevant roles in the 30s, although he did do one gangster role about Scarface, which was based on Al Capone. Also on this day, one of the worst fires occurred in Chicago in 1902, the Iroquois Theater. 602 people were burned to death. And, of course, in 1950, this is relevant today, Red Chinese troops crossed the 38th parallel. And, of course, General MacArthur was sent in to try to stem the disaster in the Korean War. And so we're going to be back Wednesday. I got most of my voice back. And so go to our Amica Spiritus YouTube site. We're going to be, we've got a lot of stuff worked with other people to put together videos on San Francisco County's second city. You're going to be surprised what you see. And also where American tax money has really been going, supposedly on this affordable housing. So we'll end with our usual politics and poker. And excuse me. And we'll be back Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey,
Tony, what are you
going
to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing. Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y? I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say, when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet.
Where's the call?
Fellas, politics or poker, which is more important? Paratrade.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'm cold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fajicinkovic, I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out, I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell. How about Dave Zimmerman? Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night. How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23. What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Play for a pot, that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck.
Good night, this is Peter Paul Rizzola. Stay safe, stay warm. We'll be back Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I think I'll have my voice back then.